This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Nathaniel Lee, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Lee, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Ermund Miller, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is E-R-M-U-N-D, Ermund. Last name Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. On October 10th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 52-year-old male, height 6'3" tall, weight 200 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 28, 2023, period. The patient was a passenger in the rear with a seatbelt on, period. This occurred on 16th Street. The patient's vehicle sustained an injury when the wife was driving and another vehicle turned left in front, forcing the collision, period. The patient was in a Chevy sedan, 2018 vehicle, period. No airbags were deployed. However, the vehicle was totaled and barely drivable, period. There was a fair amount of damage to the vehicle, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, low back, as well as headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in the neck and low back, as well as experiencing headaches, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is associated with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as a constant burning pressure with a sharpness aspect, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm to the fingers, period. New paragraph. His low back pain also occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant dull type ache, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the ankle, period. He will be getting a MRI in the near future, period. New paragraph. His headaches are constant, period. It is a throbbing, aching, and pressure-type pain, period. It is located in the frontal area and radiates diffusely out, period. The headache ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that night he was seen at St. Vincent's Emergency Room. He was treated and released. They did do a CAT scan, period. Approximately a couple weeks later, he was seen by his family doctor from IU. He was also seen at Speedway Integrative Health and Rehab, period. He had chiropractic care for several treatments, period. He had therapy and manipulation, period. He was seen at Priority Pain Solutions and had several treatments, period. They discussed with him that he will, in the future, get an MRI of the low back, period. He had approximately three neck injections at Priority Pain, period. Possible surgery was discussed with him in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Under medications, denies other than present treatment, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Celebrex, comma, over-the-counter medicines, hot tub treatment, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living includes problems walking greater than a half mile, comma, sitting greater than 1 hour, comma, sports such as basketball, comma, pickleball, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. past traumatic medical history reveals that the new paragraph, past traumatic medical history, the patient relates he has never injured his neck in the past period. His low back was injured a couple years ago in an automobile accident, and he had 1 month of chiropractic care, period. The present automobile accident of March of 23 had aggravated his pre-existing low back pain from the automobile accident from a couple years prior. The patient states that this automobile aggravated his low back pain by approximately 70%, period. He relates that the present radiculopathy did not start until this automobile accident of March of 2023, period. The patient has not had prior headaches or migraines until this automobile accident, period. The patient was in a total of 3 automobile accidents in his lifespan, period. The first was several years ago, approximately 7 to 9 years ago, with no permanency, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient's occupation was that of a liquor store stocker, full-time, period. Presently is not able to work because of the pain, period. He can't grasp because items fall out of his hands, period. He drops cases of beer when he lifts them, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Records from IU Methodist Hospital, MRI of the cervical spine, dated May 18th, 2023. They show degenerative joint and disc disease of the cervical spine, comma, including mild thecal sac stenosis at C5-6 and multilevel mild to moderate neuroforaminal narrowing, period. Primary care provider notes, April 8th, 2023, state 52-year-old male here for follow-up today and has several concerns, period. History of lumbar disc disease, period. Some pain radiating from the posterior neck and leftward into the left arm, period. Also, he was in an MVA March 28, 2023, which also increased some of his pain symptoms pertaining to the low back symptoms, period. Assessment is 1, cervical radiculopathy, 2, MVA restrained driver, period. Primary care outpatient notes, June 26, 2023, 52-year-old male here for follow-up visit. He had cervical radiculopathy symptoms which radiate into his arms, period. He has undergone physical therapy for his neck symptoms. He is also getting cervical spine injections in the near future, period. Assessment is cervical radiculopathy. He had, comma, I believe, greater than 20 visits for physical therapy in regards to his neck symptoms, period. He now will be getting cervical spine injections, period. Records from Speedway Integrative Health and Rehabilitation states a patient went for MRI and awaiting results via MD. They documented abnormalities on their examination, period. Records from Speedway Integrative Health and Rehab, March 31st, 2023, states patient had difficulty with primary exam due to the extreme pain he was in. Dash, palpation was tender all through spine, period. The diagnoses were cervical strain, comma, thoracic strain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, muscle spasm, comma, headache, comma, cervicalgia, comma, and lumbar algia, comma. Emergency room records, March 29th, 2023, state 52-year-old male, presents today after being the restrained passenger of a vehicle that was struck on the passenger side starting at the midpoint and extending forward to the quarter panel period. The patient is complaining of headache, comma, bilateral flank pain, comma, and neck pain, period. They documented abnormalities on their examination. And they state that a CT will be obtained, period. Their emergency room diagnosis was contusion of the bilateral back wall of thoracic, comma, acute strain of the neck muscle, comma, minor closed head injury, comma, and motor vehicle crash, period. CT of the head and brain done in the emergency room is no acute intracranial abnormalities identified, period. CT of the cervical spine, same date, no acute fractures identified, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 28, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck area revealed normal thyroid. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical area, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical spine, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, comma, extension by 12 degrees, comma, side bending on the left by 22 degrees, comma, and 20 degrees on the right, period. Rotation in the cervical area was diminished by 14 degrees on the left and 10 degrees on the right, period. The patient's gait was minimally abnormal, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was normal, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed an abnormal straight leg raising at 64 degrees on the left and 86 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the low back, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 18 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. The patient had problems walking on his tiptoes, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the left hand as the patient was right-handed, period. There was a diminished left biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left lateral lower arm and hand, period. There was weakness of the left great toe, period. There was diminished sensation of the left lateral foot, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number three, reaggravation of prior lumbar pain from an older injury, period. Four, cephalgia with closed head injury, period. Number five, thoracic strain, comma, trauma, and pain improved, period. The above five diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 28, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment by the AMA 6th edition, period. In reference to the cervical region, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment period. In reference to the lumbar area, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, which would have been significantly higher had it not been for his past medical history period. In reference to the cephalgia, utilizing Table 13-18, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment period. When we combine the three whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of March 28, 2023, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. In the near future, he will be having an MRI of the lumbar area at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. Possible surgery down the road needs to be considered to the cervical region at an estimated cost of $125,000, period. This surgical expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, surgeon, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient can benefit at a back brace at a cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Ongoing generic and over-the-counter medication would cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.